Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers. You have 2 minutes to look at the task below.
Hi, Mary. We were expecting you. Please, come in. This is my brother, George. I believe you've met before.
Yes, we have. Hi, George. How are you? Nice to see you again. Are you going to help us with the presentation?
Hi, Mary. Yes, Sophie told me you'd be meeting to work on your high school project on sleep, and I thought that since I did that 2 years ago, I could prove to be helpful. I did quite a lot of research on the topic then.
Great. I mean, I've done some research myself, looking into the aspect of teenage sleep more specifically, as I agreed with Sophie, but it's reassuring to have a more experienced set of eyes on the team.
OK. Why don't we review the points we'd like to include? George?
Yes. So in my essay, I began by stating how many hours of sleep adolescents need. That would be about, 9 hours, if I remember correctly. However, statistics showed that only about 3% of high school students met that amount, and that the average student gets less than 7 hours a night.
Yes, that's an interesting fact. But it would be unwise to just give approximate figures without a specific reference or a link to the survey, and I don't suppose you can find it, can you?
Well, to be honest, I can't remember the source right now. But I could do a quick search of my files later, and I might still have the references for my essay.
OK. See what you can find. Sophie, what have you found out about the effects of lack of sleep on teenagers?
Well, it seems that sleep deprivation is dangerous both for the mind and the body. Not only is it connected to a poorer memory, but it also increases the risk of many health issues, such as high blood pressure, obesity, as well as depression. Unfortunately, excessive sleeping at the weekends doesn't make up for sleep deprivation during the week.
Are you going to mention the role of melatonin, the brain chemical which triggers sleep? It's a crucial factor, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think that we should mention that the amount of melatonin increases at the end of the day, signalling the brain to seek sleep. In children and adults, its levels peak at around 10 p.m. I find it very interesting, however, that our biological clock in adolescence follows a very different pattern. At about age 12, melatonin release peaks at around midnight, a full 2 hours after children and adults get sleepy. In fact, the adolescent brain actually receives cues to stay awake and energetic at about 9 p.m., making it nearly impossible for many teenagers to fall asleep at an earlier bedtime.
That explains a lot, I guess. It's not that we're hooked on our computers, it's a biological urge.
Tell me about it. Our parents should read our project too. My next point describes how melatonin production doesn't end until around 10 in the morning, and until then the teenage body craves sleep.
No wonder we feel so sleepy during our morning lessons. High school is scheduled to accommodate an adult sleep program, not a teenage one.
Yes, because most high schools start at 8 a.m. before we've had sufficient rest. But I know of schools that have tried to implement changes in their schedule to better suit our biological preferences and now start at 9 a.m.
Yes, I think we should mention this experiment, as the results have been very encouraging. The performance of the top students in tests rose, and even the number of fighting incidents fell significantly. That extra hour of sleep is critical to teenage performance, and more schools are beginning to realise it.
If only our own school implemented it too.
Are you going to include anything else? Any suggestions?
Yes, we're thinking of a do's versus don'ts list. Things like refraining from drinking coffee after midday, and reading books rather than looking at a computer screen if you need to study late.
Sounds like you're going to pass this project with flying colours.
Hi, Mary. We were expecting you. Please, come in. This is my brother George. I believe you've met before.
Yes, we have. Hi, George. How are you? Nice to see you again. Are you going to help us with the presentation?
Hi, Mary. Yes, Sophie told me you'd be meeting to work on your high school project on sleep, and I thought that since I did that 2 years ago, I could prove to be helpful. I did quite a lot of research on the topic then.
Great. I mean, I've done some research myself, looking into the aspect of teenage sleep more specifically, as I agreed with Sophie. But it's reassuring to have a more experienced set of eyes on the team.
OK. Why don't we review the points we'd like to include? George?
Yes. So in my essay, I began by stating how many hours of sleep adolescents need. That would be about 9 hours, if I remember correctly. However, statistics showed that only about 3% of high school students met that amount, and that the average student gets less than 7 hours a night.
Yes, that's an interesting fact. But it would be unwise to just give approximate figures without a specific reference or a link to the survey, and I don't suppose you can find it, can you?
Well, to be honest, I can't remember the source right now, but I could do a quick search of my files later, and I might still have the references for my essay.
Okay, see what you can find. Sophie, what have you found out about the effects of lack of sleep on teenagers?
Well, it seems that sleep deprivation is dangerous both for the mind and the body. Not only is it connected to a poorer memory, but it also increases the risk of many health issues, such as high blood pressure, obesity, as well as depression. Unfortunately, excessive sleeping at the weekends doesn't make up for sleep deprivation during the week.
Are you going to mention the role of melatonin, the brain chemical which triggers sleep? It's a crucial factor, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think that we should mention that the amount of melatonin increases at the end of the day, signalling the brain to seek sleep. In children and adults, its levels peak at around 10 p.m. I find it very interesting, however, that our biological clock in adolescence follows a very different pattern. At about age 12, melatonin release peaks at around midnight, a full 2 hours after children and adults get sleepy. In fact, the adolescent brain actually receives cues to stay awake and energetic at about 9 p.m., making it nearly impossible for many teenagers to fall asleep at an earlier bedtime.
That explains a lot, I guess. It's not that we're hooked on our computers, it's a biological urge.
Tell me about it. Our parents should read our project too. My next point describes how melatonin production doesn't end until around 10 in the morning, and until then the teenage body craves sleep.
Well, no wonder we feel so sleepy during our morning lessons. High school is scheduled to accommodate an adult sleep programme, not a teenage one.
Yes, because most high schools start at 8 a.m. before we've had sufficient rest. But I know of schools that have tried to implement changes in their schedule to better suit our biological preferences and now start at 9 a.m.
Yes, I think we should mention this experiment, as the results have been very encouraging. The performance of the top students in tests rose, and even the number of fighting incidents fell significantly. That extra hour of sleep is critical to teenage performance, and more schools are beginning to realise it.
If only our own school implemented it too.
Are you going to include anything else? Any suggestions?
Yes, we're thinking of a do's versus don'ts list. Things like refraining from drinking coffee after midday, and reading books rather than looking at a computer screen if you need to study late.
Sounds like you're going to pass this project with flying colours.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 40 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.